Amen. He's taking us to a holy city. Are you getting the message? And He said, be ye holy as I am holy. I believe God trying to tell us something tonight. Amen. Without holiness, no man shall see God. I want everybody to look in the center of this building. See those water stains? Some of you have been worrying yourself sick about those water stains. Brother Freeman don't know the building leaking. Yeah, we know it's leaking. The guys done been back up there, but they ask us, do not change a tile out till we get the leak stopped. It's a blowing rain. They cannot. And they said this one building, they have never seen this happen on, but we and he told me the other day when he was here, he said, it takes me a year, I'm going to stop this leak. Yeah, if we got to close that whole ridge up and put fans in the end, we're going to stop it, ain't we? I was raised in a leaking house. I refuse to have a leaking church. But a blowing rain is what does it. Sit down a minute, if you would, please. First of all, I want to apologize to every one of y'all. I did not do you justice Sunday night. That is one night I did not feel my liberty. I did not feel that I was able to deliver myself like I have in the past. And I'm sorry. But I have definitely been sick for the last, ever since Sunday. I have been so sick. And right now, I'm still sick in my body. My wife and Anna told me, said, won't you bring somebody else in to preach? I let Buddy preach before I would have paid somebody to come in and preach. Amen. But God's good. Let me read y'all something. Let me read you something, Daryl. Three monkeys sat in a coconut tree.
Here they are, right here.
Three monkeys sitting in the coconut tree, discussing things as they said to be. Said one to the other, now listen, you two. There is a certain rumor that can't be true. That humans descended from our noble race. The very ideal is a shocking disgrace. Never did a monkey desert his wife, starve her babies, and ruin her life. And you never known of a mother monk to leave her babies with other to bunk or pass them on from one to another, till they scarcely know who is their mother. Huh? An attorney that works in the office with Kristen and everything gonna send a set of twins home with her one weekend. That's when I'm going to Tioga. No. But listen to this. And another thing you never see, a monk build a fence around a coconut tree and let the coconuts all go to waste, forbidding any other monk to taste. Why, if I put a fence around a tree, starvation would force you to steal from me. You hear me, Brother Malone? Amen. Here's another thing a monk won't do. Go out at night and get on a stew. I'm having trouble with my eyes tonight. I'm not kidding y'all. Even my glasses, y'all, blurry. Making a whoopee, disgracing his life, then reel madly home and beat up his wife. They call this all pleasure and make a big fuss. They descended from something, but not from us. Can you say amen? I want to read tonight in the book of Romans tonight. I will try to do better tonight than I did Sunday night. I do feel better. I had to get better to die. Amen. But Romans 13, 7 for the reading of God's Word. I do want to say I'm glad to see every one of y'all. Man, it's good to see you, my man. God bless you, my brother. Y'all just pray that I can get the liberty. I am sore like a rising in my chest and in my stomach. I don't know where your stomach is. That's about where I'm sore at. Hallelujah. Romans 13, 7 says, render therefore to all their due. Tribute to whom tribute is due. Custom to whom custom. Fear to whom fear, and honor to whom honor. I want y'all all to stretch real good. I want you to look around. If you need to go to the bathroom, go to the bathroom. But I need you to hear what I got to say. I said, I need you to hear what I got to say tonight. Amen. I want to speak just a moment, and I want to use this thought tonight. There's one thing God will surely do. There's one thing God will surely do. And I know a lot of y'all is going to say, yeah, he's going to judge. A lot of y'all are going to say, yeah, he's going to come back. You're right. Father, just help me just a few moments here tonight. And I want to give you the praise. I want to give you the glory. I want to give you all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you. You may be seated tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. First of all, I want to start this like this and tell you tonight, amen. I believe, amen, there is too much a negative in the church. We, the church tonight, and that was a beautiful song that Lexi sang tonight, amen. But it's too much of negative and not enough positive in the church tonight. We can look at this one and we think, oh, they will never live for God and everything like that. But I'm going to tell you one thing tonight, amen. I am sick and I'm tired of the devil lying to you and I tonight, amen, and trying to pull us down and out tonight, amen. Amen. I believe tonight, amen, that Jesus Christ, our Almighty God, still go by the title of Jehovah Jireh tonight. He still is the Lord provider tonight. Hallelujah. He still provides. Provide for every need and every situation that is in our life tonight. I still believe, amen, he is still Jehovah Rapha, amen, which means, amen, I am the Lord that healeth thee tonight. Hallelujah. You understand what I'm saying here tonight? Amen, amen. There's only one thing, amen, God will surely do, amen. Hallelujah. For another thing I want everybody to know, amen, I don't believe the devil has the power to take my life or your life tonight. I know I've been sick in my body, but I don't believe it's the devil tonight, amen. And if it was the devil, Brother Wayne, the devil has not got power to take my life unless God allows it to be done tonight. And any time God allows it to be done, I believe the will of God will be done tonight. You hear what I'm saying here tonight? Because the Bible says in Revelation tonight that Jesus has the keys of death and of hell tonight, not the devil tonight. Come on now. Jesus took the keys away from the devil tonight, of hell and of death tonight. He ain't got it tonight, amen. But Almighty God has got the keys of death and of hell. We might try to say the devil's going to kill us tonight. The devil can't kill us unless God allows it to do. And if God allows it to do, then it's the will of Almighty God, huh? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. There's one thing that God will surely do tonight. Amen. What is the one thing that God will surely do tonight? I believe God will give honor to whom honor is due tonight. You hear me tonight? I said, I believe that God will give honor to whom honor is due tonight. Hallelujah. I might not can sing tonight. Amen. I might not give the biggest offering tonight. Amen. Well, I'm going to tell you, mother, I'm not a scholar tonight of the Bible and everything like that. But I can tell you one thing tonight. Amen. I'm faithful to the house of Almighty God. I said, I'm faithful to the house of Almighty God. Hallelujah. And I don't believe God turns His back on my faithfulness tonight. Amen. Amen. And when they're worshiping going forth tonight, I want to worship God whether anybody else worship God tonight. You understand what I'm saying? Amen. There's one thing that God will do. God will give honor. I said, God will give honor tonight. Come on now. If God don't bless me financially, if God don't bless me, amen, what a long life. I want God to honor me for my faithfulness, for my dedication, for my long suffering with Almighty God tonight. Amen. Can you hear me, Brother Malone? Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Brother Malone, you have come into this building. A lot of time couldn't even, amen, walk in this building there. But I'm going to tell you one thing. God's not turning His back on you. God sees every time you come into the building sick. God sees every time you come in the building not feeling good in your body. Hallelujah. And God will give honor to that. He will remember it, Brother Malone. So what I need you to do, and look to the Lord which cometh our help. Look to the Lord which cometh our strength and our ability come from Almighty God. Person told me a while ago, I was at the sale barn. I ran into Brother so-and-so. He said, I asked him, you still going to church? No, brother, my eyesight got so bad. My leg got where I can't sit around and nothing like it. Oh, but you're at the sale barn. Oh, whoa, come on now. Please don't nobody get offended what I'm saying here tonight, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go unto the house of the Lord. Amen. Brother Wayne, am I right or not? David was a man that sinned more than anybody in the Word of God. But the Bible said David was a man after God's own heart. Imagine a lot of time David walked into the house of God. Amen. He felt so discouraged. He felt depressed. He felt down, Sister Hetty, because he has not really met the up unto Almighty God requirement that day. But you know what he done? Amen. He trudged into the house of God. He had a spirit in him. Amen. He had an attitude. Come on now. It don't matter what I done today. Come on now. I know I lusted after the Bathsheba. I know I done this. But I was glad. I was glad. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go unto the house of the Lord. Come on, church. Amen. Well, a lot of time we want the devil to be our scorekeeper tonight. But the devil's not my scorekeeper. And neither, Brother Dwayne, is the devil your scorekeeper tonight. The devil cannot count me out. And the devil can't count you out tonight. Almighty God. Come on now. I said there's one thing that God will do tonight. God will honor every kind of effort you and I put forth tonight. Oh, someone told us not long ago, I can't get no word with God. I can't get no word with God. No, because when you leave the house of God, you begin to dress different than when you do in the house of God. And not only that, amen, God will not honor cussing. I felt a note of X just then. Thank you, Chad Bo. You hear what I'm saying tonight? God will not honor a person tonight. Some people wants to get up here singing and cuss like a sailor when they leave the house of God. Honey, God will not honor that. Amen. You know what? I believe God will honor. Oh, amen. You know what? We'll get somebody somewhere with Almighty God tonight. Amen. Come on, not money tonight. Not talent, Brother George. Amen. But the Bible said, and a broken heart and a contrite spirit in no light will God turn away tonight. Hallelujah. Come on now. I believe that when we realize, God, I need you, God, and we begin to cry out unto Almighty God, I believe God will honor that. If I'm doing any better than Sunday night, watch this book. Amen. Glenn Ray got a good report here. Hallelujah. Did you not? Ooh, hallelujah. To God be the glory. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, mighty God. Caleb was 40 years old when he went to view out the promised land with the other 11 spies. When they came back, the Bible says, the men with Caleb said, surely the land is a land flowing milk and honey. Surely it is a rich land. But there is giants in the land. And they are more powerful than we are. We are not able. Come on now. It don't say Joshua did it. But the Bible said Caleb stilled the people. Come on now. Come on now. Amen. Read it. It didn't say Joshua did. It said Caleb, amen, stilled the people in number 1330. Amen. He said, y'all listen at me right now. We are well able to go up right now and possess the land. You understand what I'm saying here, Brother Dwayne? Amen, amen. That's one thing that God will do. Hallelujah. God will give honor to whom honor is due tonight. Come on. You might feel down tonight. You might feel sick tonight. But I'm going to tell you what, God will honor your faithfulness. God will honor your dedication tonight. God will honor your steadfastness tonight. I want it now. 45 years later. Come on, read it. Read it. Don't let me do all the work. 45 years later in Joshua 14:7. Caleb walked up to Joshua. Remember me? I'm here to claim something. I'm here to get something that belongs to me. Joshua. Oh man, I feel the Holy Ghost. Amen. Buddy, the Bible said, Caleb walked right up into Joshua and said, Joshua, give me my mountain that Moses promised me. 40 years ago. 45 years ago. I'm 85 years old, Joshua. But I'm here to claim my mountain that belongs unto me tonight. Amen. You understand what I'm saying here tonight? Amen. There's one thing God will surely do, and He will give honor tonight. When everybody else said we can't do it, Caleb stood up. We are well able. We are well able. Let us go up at once and claim the city. Right on time. Romaine. His name is Isaiah. You would know him because Isaiah has got an alligator on the hood of his pickup. What he got wrote all over that old truck? Amen. Isaiah, amen, is something else. He's superstitious. My wife's brother worked with him one time, and he took and sprinkled powder all over his car seat and all over the steering wheel and told him, said, Isaiah, I saw Myrtle Ratzine, which was a fortune teller around Robeline, messing around your car a while ago. I don't know what she was doing there, but she was sprinkling something white on your car. He said, oh my goodness, she done cast a spell on my car. Amen. Hallelujah. And you know what Isaiah done? He left that car in the woods all weekend. But this is a different Isaiah, what I'm talking about, Brother George. Isaiah went to Hezekiah and told Hezekiah, God said, set thy house in order. Huh? I believe he was pulling his number, Brother Bennett. Woo! He said, for this day you shall die. And the word says, Isaiah, the prophet, began to leave Hezekiah's house. And before he got at the gate, Hezekiah to the wall, and Hezekiah said this, amen. Hallelujah. What did he say? I don't know. Hallelujah. He said, amen. Remember, now I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart and done that which is right. The past. Oh, if I'm doing it when God comes. Honey, let me tell you one thing, friend. God will honor something today for what you have done yesterday. Ooh, hallelujah. Before Isaiah got to the front gate, God spoke to him, said, turn around, Isaiah. Amen. And go back unto Hezekiah and tell him that I heard his prayer. I have heard his cry. And I'm going to add 15 more years unto his life. Hallelujah. Why? Because God will give honor to whom honor is due. Y'all got the offering, huh? Did you get the tithes? That's T-I-T-H-E-S. Chad Bo said he saw a couple in there. Woo! That's how we pay this note on this church. Amen. So far, it tithes is down probably $1,000 this month. We still got a week, old Brother Freeman. Ooh, I got bugs tomorrow. Come on, here's where it works. If you put $100,000 in the bank, you don't get just $100,000 out. Man, y'all looking at me like y'all ain't got $100,000 in the bank. Huh? You put $100,000 in the bank. Sue can tell me. Would you rather me talk to Elsie? What about Angel? Do you live up to your name? Woo, hallelujah. But when you put $100,000 in the bank, you don't pull out $100,000. But there's interest to be growed with $100,000. Am I right, Brother Wayne? The more you got in there, what? The old Chad Bo. Maybe I should be talking to Chad Bo here. She said, not my Chad. We might should have been talking to Shirley over here. Talk to Eddie, huh? Amen, amen. Okay, y'all understand what I'm saying here? When you put 100,000 in, you ain't going to get just 100,000 out. What would interest on $100,000 be, Brother Wayne? What? $15,000, $16,000 in a year. It don't matter if we're right or not. I'm just trying to get a point across. So, Brother Malone. Give me 3 times 52, friend. What's that, 156? Brother Malone, how many times out of 156 have you missed the house of God? Come on, I'm preaching to you tonight. Huh? One night he come, friend. Didn't he, Brother Wayne? That arm was swole like that. Remember that? He's got right here as far as he could go. Y'all might not be getting what I'm saying. I went to this man's house the other day, friend. I was sick in my body. I had to leave. But this man was so depressed, doctor told he was going to die and everything like that. But what I'm trying to tell you tonight, friend, is one thing that God will do tonight. God will give honor. Huh? Brother Malone, amen. I'm just going to say you've been here 150 times in the last year, maybe better than that. Hallelujah. What are you saying, Brother Freeman? I have put it in. And not only that, I have made interest out of it. Hallelujah. So what I'm going to do, God, I'm going to claim it. I'm going to claim it in the name of Jesus. Come on now. I'm talking about one thing that God will do. God will give honor to whom honor is dude. I pay my tithes. Come on, Brother Malone. I pay my tithes. I give in the building fund. I give in the offering. I feel like running tonight, and y'all ain't going to run. Ooh. You understand what I... Ooh. Hallelujah. Proverbs 3:9 says, honor the Lord with thy substance. Honor the Lord with thy substance. With the first fruit. We pay everything else and let God have what's left. We lay a bigger tip down, amen, at Far Mountain than we put in the offering plate. Who Kim cut her eyes at somebody just then? Shame on you. I remember the day they had Tiffany in the emergency room down there just before she passed away that Sunday. We all thought everything was going to be all right. We all went to Ryan's. They put us back in that back, and I never forget what Joe said. This little bitty girl come around and told him, said, "You need some more tea?" He said, "Lady, the way you keep that glass there filled is going to determine what kind of tip you get from us." He could drink one swallow out, that little lady filled it up. And she got a good tip that day. I believe this right here. When we was in the Texas district, I'm just going to drop this in. When we was in the Texas district, they taught the ministers in the Texas district, amen, to give 20% of your check. He said, a lot of people don't even like to see the Pentecostal walk into a restaurant because they are noisy, they are filthy, they are rude, and they don't tip. And the Texas district said, that, don't give 10% of your tip, of your food price, but give 20%. And since me and my wife been getting that senior citizen, it ain't very much. We still getting it. Woo, hallelujah. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Y'all still love me, don't you? Am I making any sense? Sister Teresa, am I making any sense tonight? I'm still not into shouting yet, amen. I'm still ain't well completely, amen. But let me tell you one thing tonight. I believe, friend, amen, that God's going to honor my worship. I believe God's going to honor my faithfulness. Huh? Come on now. Amen. I have stayed with the truth as much as I can. Amen. And I believe God's going to honor that, Brother Malone. Amen. Man, that was a beautiful song that baby sung a while ago. Amen. What happened to that church? What happened to that choir? What happened to that fireball preacher that once preached the truth and everything like that? Come on now. God don't want a dead church, but God wants a church that is alive and doing well for Him. Oh, let me go on. It says, with the first fruit of all. How you spell that thing? You.
All.
Yeah. What does that mean?
Everything. Anything.
With all that is in their pocket after bills paid. It says, with all thine increase. If you didn't have it, that's your increase. Help me, Brother Dwight. You back there going to give me pretty far back there, huh? If the preacher get doing good, people wants to sit down. He don't need it. He buying all those swimming pools and movie stars. Honey, I'm going to tell you one thing. If he buy a pornography magazine, friend, that's between him and God. But it's wrong. When you do your part, then it's between him and God what he does with it. Sister Rhonda, I've been praying like it's God. Bless me more so that I can bless the work of God more. Huh? Amen. The more I pray that you be blessed, Brother Bennett, because I know Bennett Pace and Hetty Pace, amen, is going to bless me, amen. And when they bless me, then I can bless the work of God. You understand what I'm saying here today? Amen. That's one thing that God will do, and God will give honor, Brother Malone. Amen. You might think God's turning His back on you tonight, but I'm going to tell you, you're still here at 81 years old with leukemia in your body and everything like that, and the doctor trying to tell you your heart's going to quit and everything, but God is going to give honor to you. Carol's up yonder right now, Robeline friend. Went to bed last night, said, Daddy, my stomach hurting me so bad. I'm worried so much about going back to school. And I told her today before she walked out, I said, if you listen at me right now, girl, amen, God saw the way you have worshipped Him. God saw the way you have shouted. God saw the way you have dedicated unto your singing and everything like that. And God will give honor to that. Let me read this last verse. The 10th verse of Proverbs 3 said, so shall thy barns be filled with plenty. And thy presses shall burst out with new wine. If that ain't the Holy Ghost, I don't know what it is. I said, if that ain't the Holy Ghost, I don't know what it is. That's what's going on in your life tonight, Brother Bennett. Glory! Your press is bursting out with new wine because God will honor whom honor is due. We want God to honor us. I said, we want God to honor us. But we get a little selfish, don't we? But in return, we don't want to give honor to God. God says, excuse me, feel better coming up than staying in. God says, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure. Pressed down,
shaken.
You know what happens when you shake a basket of peas? They sell a little bit deeper to the bottom, and you can put more in it. God said, if you will give cheerfully,
good measure,
He said, then I'm going to push him down, shake him, run it over. Will men heap into your bosom? One thing that God will do, He will give honor to whom honor is due. Sister Brandy, God's going to honor you. I know you think I'm no service sitting on these pews. But God's going to give you honor. Right. Sister Hetty, God's going to give you honor. God, one thing God will do, He will give honor. Did you hear what I said? He knows your faithfulness. He knows the way you support the work of God. Amen. He knows the way you love truth. Come on. He knows the way you love truth. Books some might not cut some of sauce like some of us. But I'm going to tell you one thing, friend. They don't criticize it either. Huh? I said they don't criticize it. Sister Sue, you might not run the aisle, but you don't criticize us that do you? No. Different people got different ways. Amen. My wife got different ways to tell me she loved me. She said, stop by that garage sale. I better get out of there, huh? Y'all hear what I'm saying? Brother Wayne, every sweat we put in this building. Brother Chad, every Saturday you come down here to work. But every Thursday and Friday you come to work. Amen. Brother Dwayne, every time you scratched an itch, you and Austin, Ray, and Dan from that insulation. Me and Dwayne, we're too white to hang insulation. Brother George, every time you brought a crew down here, you could say, are we going to work, Brother George? I'll get a crew. Come on now. You better a whole crew. He bring a house load. They would come up here no 10, 11 o'clock. They was here by the time we got here at 7 o'clock. Ready to go to work. What are you saying, brother? That's one thing God will do. He will give honor. Brother George, that's probably why that cancer of yours is gone right now. That's why that hair is back on your head right now. Huh? I never noticed that till Sister Sue mentioned that a while ago. He's got almost a full head of hair again. Amen. God will give honor. Brother Malone, have I made any sense? That's one thing we need to realize of tonight. God will give honor to whom honor is due. I have heard preachers say this, give until it hurts. Then just give some more. Sister Malone, did I make any sense? Booged, it's hour, ain't it? It's the message of the hour, I believe. Did I do any better than I did Sunday night? I'm not kidding. I left discouraged and down and sick. There's one thing, friend, I don't want to do when I'm sick is vomit.